Can't be redeeming.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to point out.
Thank you for calling New Growth Capital. If you know your party's extension, you
please hold a moment.
Busy as always. Well, it's not bad to be busy. But yeah, I was just calling to
New Growth Capital is Dan.
Hey Dan, this is Amy Chu calling from Cardiff. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you. So when you called, it just said that like the line was
it didn't ring. It just went right to like an automated voice, and it said, you know, the number you're trying to call is unavailable.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure why that happened, but.
Yeah, no worries. It's good to know. You know, I'm not, my phone number's out of service or something. I'll have IT look into it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so let me just pull up this file for this one.
Cool.
Yeah, so I think you might be right. I think we may have, I know you said there was two accounts, right, for this one?
Yeah, there's two sets of banks.
I saw two, yeah, so I think we may have only looked at, I saw there was two accounts for Chase, and then there was also another bank.
I think the other one's like Huntington or something.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think we may have only looked at the Chase ones. So, what I was going to do within the phone was just I think we may only have Huntington for a few months.
All right.
Let me just go through while I have you on the phone. Which one? So.
Yeah, definitely.
For April, we have all three accounts. Okay. Which is good. Because I don't think we took a look at the Huntington banks at all. I think we might have missed those.
Okay, no worries.
So April, May, we have all three accounts. Let me see, June.
And you can reply to that email.
June, we have all three.
Or you can, you know, fax them to me as well. I'll send you all the information.
July, we have all three.
Does that sound like a plan? Tomorrow? All right, sounds good. Can I make sure I have the right email for you real quick here, so that way I don't...
All right, so, I think the only additional thing we need from you is just the Huntington account for September, and then we can take another look at this one for you.
I'll shoot you an email right now.
Let me make sure that I don't have it already.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, man.
Okay, so you need the September Huntington account?
Yeah, let me just give you the...
okay, so it's account ending 6898.
Yep, you got it.
Cool.
So I think we only took into account the two Chase accounts, and you know, the volume wasn't
around,
I think, 80K, and like they were paying out close to 20K a month in advances, which is why we declined it. But I think including this, looking at the Huntington as well, we should be able to come up with terms for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's okay. I'll go ahead and send that over, the September banks, to you right now.
Okay.
Also mentioned that, like, the customer has, like, a loan with Foundation, which is, like, a long-term loan and also a monthly remit. So are you guys considering that as a balance when you guys are, you know, kind of analyzing the deal?
I don't believe... Let me take a look. I think we were just... Wait a minute. Which account was... I think they were both in the same. We were looking at, I see what you're talking about. That 3,200.
Yeah.
So I think monthly we would account for it, but
you do account for it?
Yeah, we would. So I could see if we could create terms, but I think that the reason we didn't was, you know, I think that those three loans, you know, or payments every month combined was like 40% of the two deposits in the two Chase accounts, but I don't think we accounted for the deposits in the Huntington.
Okay.
So we'll definitely revisit this one. I just need that one bank account or that one Huntington for September.
Yeah. Is there a reason like why you guys would need to count the Foundation loan as working capital, even though it's like just a monthly pull as opposed to a daily?
I could follow up on that itself. It's not an advance, this Foundation.
It is a advance. I can show you like what the customer has sent us as far as like, you know, how much they've paid over.
Right.
It looks like 2015 is when they started. I kind of just have like a loan statement from them.
And yeah, do you want to send that over with September?
Okay, sure. I'll send that over. They're paying this, it looks like, bi-weekly, and it's just like a fixed monthly amount, but since it's over, like, you know, a 3-year term, It just doesn't really seem like it, you know, kind of fits in the box of like working capital.
Okay.
But I'll go ahead and send that to you, send you the Huntington for September, and just see if we can maybe like work up a third position, because I think between OnDeck and New Logic, they're paying about like $4,000 per week. And so we kind of estimated with the three bank accounts, it looks like they're generating between like 150 to 200K in deposits. So
okay,
if it's only...
Right. I think we only caught about half of the deposits because it seems like half of them were in the Huntington just from like my quick scan right now.
Yeah. And it looks like the 6898 account is probably the strongest out of their three accounts. So...
Okay,
all you need is September then for that one?
Yeah, I just went through it, and September was the only one we were missing.
Okay, I'll get you September, get you this foundation like loan statement so you can kind of check out like what they've been paying on that.
Right.
And if you have any questions, you can just shoot me an email, but I wanted to just talk to you and see if we could look at this again.
Okay, all right.
Cool, thank you.
Got it. Have a good one.
All right, you too, bye-bye.
Bye.